Nolte, NPR TDS, astronauts were stranded until Trump asked Elon to rescue them. By John Nolte on January 30, 2025. Until President Donald Trump asked Elon Musk to go get two astronauts. On at least four occasions, the far-left, taxpayer-funded welfare queens at NPR described these same astronauts as stranded. But now, because the regime media will never allow Trump to get anything right, NPR claims these astronauts are not stranded. Along with the publication dates, here are the four previous NPR headlines, all of which use the word stranded. August 8, 2024, after 2 months, astronauts stranded at the ISS may have a way back home. For two astronauts, an 8-day mission to the International Space Station has stretched into 2 months due to vehicle issues. Now, NASA says it's considering bringing them back in a SpaceX capsule. August 24, 2024, NASA will bring stranded astronauts back on SpaceX, not Boeing's Starliner. In early June, astronauts Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Suni Williams blasted off in Starliner on a trip to the station that was supposed to last about 8 days, but now it will be 8 months. September 13, 2024, stranded NASA astronauts say being stuck in space is just part of the job. The NASA astronauts who were left stranded on the International Space Station because of technical issues with their spacecraft are keeping in good spirits, even planning to vote in November, the pair revealed in a Space to Earth call with the media on Friday. September 29, 2024, SpaceX crew arrives at the ISS, with plans to bring back two stranded astronauts. The stranded pair, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, flew to the ISS aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule on June 5 on what was supposed to be an 8-day test mission. But the two have remained there due to concerns about the safety of Boeing's capsule. NASA made the tough decision to return Starliner to Earth without the crew earlier this month. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams launched what was supposed to be an 8-day mission in June of last year. Now they have been up there for close to 8 months. But according to NPR, through the simple act of calling on them to be rescued, Donald Trump has saved them. Don't you see? They are no longer stranded. Oh, they are still up there, but they are no longer stranded up there. They are just up there. Look at this. January 29, 2025. Trump asks SpaceX to go get two stranded ISS astronauts. They're not stranded. I have just asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go get the two brave astronauts who have been virtually abandoned in space by the Biden administration, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Good luck, Elon. The astronauts Musk and Trump are presumably referencing are NASA's Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. NASA has long said the crew isn't stranded and a plan to return them safely to Earth has been in place for months. In fact, NASA astronauts always train for lengthy missions and medical experts have kept a watchful eye on the health of the two during their extended stay. NPR is so deluded, so deranged, so uninterested in doing anything other than trolling Trump and hitting the political sweet spot of its tote bag-wearing alcoholic wine moms, even this headline contradicts itself. By the way, that plan NASA has. It was originally scheduled to bring them home in February. But that schedule has since been scuttled and moved to late March. But NASA recently announced a delay in Crew 10, which would bring Crew 9's replacement to the station, to late March, writes Nperlal. How many months must pass before it's okay with NPR for Donald Trump to ask for outside help? 10 months? How about 14 months or 30 months or 300 months? Using NPR logic, as long as NASA has a plan, and as long as it's a Republican president taking action outside of the precious government, those two could be awaiting rescue in 2044 and, don't you dare call them stranded. NASA has a plan. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.